With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, welcome back. You Better You Bet, BetQL. Hopefully a pretty ominous beginning to the final 2 hours of the show. Should be the big S Power Hour. Should be a two-hour show here with NFL picks, obviously, for the next hour. Obviously, all our picks for college basketball, NBA, Bills, NHL, coming up from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So, like, a ton left to do here, honestly. If you like just literally people giving out bets for 2 hours, 120 minutes of me saying, I like this up to this. Bill saying, I like this because this goalie stinks. That's what we're about to do for you. And we'll start with the NFL here. So you can see Nick back on the split screen. And I am almost afraid to ask how things are going all of the windows are being resized on my computer right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're going to one way or another, by hook or by crook, like, we're going to get it'll the big ass power hour is going to be me and Ken, whether it's going to be me over the phone or whether we're going to try the video connection. We're going to try and get this worked out here. So you will get me and Ken here in the big ass power hour with all our picks coming up next hour. Will be NBA, college basketball, and hockey, obviously, including overnights. And this hour will be the National Football League. So, gentlemen, just do me a favor, guys. Please send me the number to Chicago in case I need to call in. So in case I drop here, I can call Chicago and I can get routed in and Ken and I can do the power hour. Please, someone send me that number. Until then, let's just kindly please drop that dope. All righty. Our picks for NFL Week 13. And Ken, our picks begin where all good things do.
Quick
Atlanta,
link.
Atlanta, Georgia. Well, no. Atlanta, Georgia, where the Falcons sit as 10.5-point home underdogs on Sunday against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The total in this game sitting at 50.5. Now, people may remember. We definitely do. Back in Week 2, these two teams met in Tampa. We had the Falcons plus 12.5. They were down by 3 going into the fourth quarter. And Matt Ryan threw a couple pick sixes, and that was that. Tampa won by 23. Are you willing to tempt fate again by rolling with the Atlanta Falcons here as double-digit dogs against Tampa? But this time, at home, what do you got here, Ken, with the Bucs and the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I know we're starting with a bit of a game where I don't have a strong opinion, but I mean, I'll give you my number in the game. It's a little less than 10. So if I was going to bet the game, pick the game, et cetera, I know a lot of people are, I got messages from people, a lot of people coming down to the wire in pools where you pick against the spread. I mean, one that I think a lot of people are in a similar one where you pick every game against the spread. So I think there's still like a desire for this information, even if it doesn't create an actionable bet, it might just create an opinion. At 10.5, I think I would pick Atlanta at least. I don't think there's going to be a bet for me in this game. Just, like, Tampa has shown an ability. I didn't think they were going to be like that this year, where they were going to be able to put up large scores, blowout teams that they were much better than. I thought it wouldn't work like that early in the year. I was a little confused by that, but it hasn't been the case. They've really put up big numbers, big offensive numbers, covered large numbers against a lot of teams, and that's what we have here. So do I think they could cover this number? Absolutely. They've shown an ability to do that. Do I want to bet on it? Not even close. I would, like, lean Atlanta at 10.5. 10, I think, is, like, a really, really good number. So I don't think any bet for me, Nick, but you know, just curious to see if, obviously, I'm so invested in Tampa to do so many things this year. Obviously, would just kind of prefer like a boring game where they keep it rolling here.
What would you need to bet Atlanta in this game?
I mean, honestly, like, wide parameters. I mean, if 13, sure, I'd bet Atlanta, maybe something like that. I mean, I would need a lot. I don't really want to bet against Tampa in a large spread situation like this.
Yeah, for me, it's Falcons or nothing, though. Like, I wouldn't bet the Bucs in this situation. I think we both made the game 10, right? So, like, anything above 10 would be like a slight lean towards Atlanta. So, for people that are doing pick 'em pools, if it's 10.5, I would take Atlanta. But I'm with you, Ken. Like, I don't think there's any way that I can actually take Atlanta with any type of confidence in this game. That's kind of been my MO all week is, you know, it's going to be Atlanta or nothing. It's just a decision for me as to whether or not I want to pull the trigger and take the Atlanta Falcons. I have not yet, and we'll see as we approach towards Sunday if this number gets a little haywire. 13 would obviously be a bet on for me as well on Atlanta. Maybe I'll bet Atlanta as the weekend rolls along, but I have not as of yet. As far as props are concerned, and you hear me say this a lot over the course of the Big Ass Power Hour on You Better You Bet. Ken and I do a show on Sundays, for people that don't know, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, countdown to kickoff on Sundays, where we finalize all our bets. We have the Prop King segment. For some games, we have props listed, but we also have injury information in a lot of games, so I prefer not to give, like, actual numbers out now. But I can give some things that I'm looking at here. Like, Mike Evans is a player that I think I'm probably going to be looking at here on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side. And for Atlanta, all of these numbers, I feel like, are low. Like, the Cordarrelle Patterson numbers are all low. Like, I actually think they're all, like, 10 yards too low. I actually think the Pitts number is, like, 10 yards too low now that Cordarrelle Patterson is back. I'm not suggesting, like, slam these numbers. I have not bet them. I will talk about them on Sunday. Just that I think, like, these are things that kind of, like, made my antenna raise a little bit as I was looking at these a little earlier today. So, nothing from Ken and I yet on the Bucs and the Falcons. We will give you our bets finalized one way or another on Sunday, as well as the Prop King with plays on Tampa and Atlanta. Let's move to a really intriguing matchup in the AFC. Two quarterbacks picked in the top 10 of last year's NFL draft, and a rematch of the 1981 AFC Championship game, which has gotten a lot of airtime on the show this week. Probably my fault. The Cincinnati Bengals. Seriously, who's brought up the freezer bowl more than me this week?
But that's such a you thing, though. I mean, it's such a you thing in a good way. I mean, that's like you are our NFL historian on the show. I mean, that's your.
But, like, that's actually true. Dynamics. Like, if, like, the weather had been good in Cincinnati that day, like, the Chargers probably would have won, and the Chargers could have beaten the Niners in the Super Bowl, and the legend of Joe Montana is completely different as a result. Anyway, Bengals a 3-point favorite at home against the LA Chargers. Total here is 50.5. The Bengals, of course, Ken, coming off their blowout win last week against Pittsburgh. The Chargers off a very disappointing loss on the road in Denver, so perhaps some recency bias pushing this number out to 3. What have you got, Bengals and Chargers?
Yeah, actually, I've been on the side in total in this game. Chargers was a part of the games we've already bet. P squared, that whole early week stuff. 3.5 minus 15 on the Chargers was a bet for me. 3 would be a bet as well, but we've been kind of between 3 and 3.5 the whole week. I think it's actually closer to 3 now, so hopefully people kind of listen to my advice, got the key number of 3 in the game. If you're showing up late, 3 would be a bet for me, but obviously you lose some value. See Tampa Indianapolis last week, which could have gotten haywire. We all ended up cashing, but, like, I think down the stretch there, everyone was wishing they had 2.5 in that game. Obviously with Tampa, you know, for sure going to kick the field goal in that game. And then the total's also been very interesting. So started to come down a little bit. There are 49.5 and 50s on the board. We bet under 50.5. I said I was going to do that after the show on Tuesday. And one of the reasons I did that actually hasn't happened. So it's interesting the under move has happened anyway. The weather actually looks like it's going to hold off in this game. This was a potential weather game. And I said, basically, we're not sure. We're not sure what's going to happen. It looks like there might only be 2 weather games this week, and that would be Buffalo, obviously, on Monday night, and Arizona-Chicago. Looks like it has the potential for some really disastrous weather and wind, specifically. This game looks like it's going to hold off a little bit. Still like the under a little bit in the game. Chargers have been going over at a crazy rate, scoring a ton of points, obviously, since his offense has been great the 2 weeks since the bye. Just my projection a little under this. We still know that the Chargers in a lot of big spots where the totals are really high have a lot of red zone issues. And I think it'll be really interesting to see if that comes to fruition in this game. Just it's not a total that I think is crazy. It's just a little bit too high. And there was the chance of weather. So I'm holding 50.5 from early in the week at these numbers. You know, maybe it's worth a small bet on the under 49.5, something like that, but not something I'm really, really fascinated by. But 2 bets for me early in the week on this game, 2 tickets that we're holding.
I don't think we ever, like, talked about this, you and I did, but I talked about the under all week on radio. I have it also at 50.5. I think the Bengals, Ken, have actually morphed now into something different offensively, where this is not like the Joe Burrow just, like, a chuck it and pray offense from early in the season with, like, deep passes down the field to Ja'Marr Chase, although, like, they still want to do that, obviously. They run the football, and they run the football really well now. And if there's one thing the Chargers are going to let you do, this is kind of like the hallmark of the Brandon Staley defense, they will let you run the ball in exchange for not allowing big passing plays down the field. So I think it kind of plays into what the Bengals want to do. So I like the under as well. I think it's going to be some Joe Mixon runs. We heard Brad Evans on the show talking about that earlier. Then when you have positive runs, what does it do? Bleeds the clock. And on the flip side here, as far as the side is concerned, I think 3 points is too many. We talked about this on Monday. This was an easy play for us. Chargers +3, Chargers +3.5, Ken. In addition to the Giants now, it's funny how, like, Giants plus three with Daniel Jones was my favorite play, one of them. And now it's like Giants plus six with Mike Glennon's another one of my favorite plays. This is one of my favorite plays of the week, is the LA Chargers plus the three. And I also like the under as well. When Ken and I reconvene on Sunday morning, some of the props we discuss will be Joe Mixon and Keenan Allen rushing and receiving respectively. And with that, we move on. You better, you bet. Big ass power hour, phenomenal football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. We move on to Soldier Field, where the Chicago Bears sitting as 8-point home dogs at Bet Rivers against the Arizona Cardinals. Total here is 42.5. Now, we do have some injury news to get you up to speed on. Andy Dalton will start in this game for the Bears. Justin Fields will not be active for the game. Nick Foles will serve as Dalton's backup. So Dalton starting for the Bears. And Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury saying on Friday that this is the song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Like, they had the bye. You would think that Kyler and Hopkins would be ready to play, but apparently they will both be game time decisions again. Stop me if you've heard this one before. If not, it'll be the Colt McCoy show again for Arizona. So a lot to unpack here, Ken. Cardinals currently 8-point favorites in Chicago.
Yeah, and this number all week we said felt a little bit more like a Kyler number than anything, and I still feel that way. My Kyler projection in the game, and this is a tough game to make a number on. Finding an Arizona rating you like or you trust is really tricky because as Nick did with the song, for about a month, we've been trying to figure out how to make numbers on Arizona games, whether Kyler's involved or not. My Kyler number in the game is basically like 8.5, something like that. So we're a little under my number, but it's not we're not around any key numbers, obviously. We're still on the other side of 7. I think it's still more of a Kyler number. I think if he is announced as playing, I wouldn't be surprised to see 9.5 or 10 in the game with the way the Bears have played recently and how bad they are and how many injuries they have. So it's still kind of a halfway number. Andy Dalton for Fields, I don't really make a big swap there, but worth noting. The total I am interested in talking about, obviously, this is a total that's been dropping the entire week. I think it was like 45 even at open, something like that. But this is a game that seems to have weather materializing in it. I don't think there's going to be a lot of precipitation, but the wind projection for this game has gone up a lot. I don't need to quote you direct numbers. Just bear in mind, this is probably going to be a weather game. The closer we get to Sunday, the more the forecast stays the same. Likely to be a weather game. Not a certainty, but it's also Chicago, which is very likely to have inclement weather as we get into December with all the games that are played at home. If you're wondering why the total is crashing, and I would actually say it's less Kyler Hopkins because the total was so low anyway, and it's more weather is actually probably what's creating the move than that. And then once Kyler Hopkins' status is determined, which we'll talk about on Sunday's show, then I think you'll see a little more of a reaction side total to that news. This feels more like weather steam to me than anything. Betting-wise, like, do I want to bet this game? I have to be perfectly honest. Today, I've noticed desire to bet this game whatsoever. Now,
we
Sunday,
have no idea what's going to happen.
Right. This is never going to be the number. That's the funny part. Like, it's almost impossible. Like, if it's McCoy, it's probably 7. And if it's Kyler, it's probably like 9.5. I think those are our parameters, or 10,
it's so
that.
Funny.
Maybe it's a little, I don't think it goes through 7 on Colt McCoy because they've actually played pretty well, and the Bears are terrible.
Yeah. I think I bet the Bears, if it's 7 with Colt McCoy on the road and Dalton starting, I think I'm going to take the Bears.
And weather and a total of like 39. Yeah.
And if Kyler starts and it gets out to 10, I'm also going to take the Bears. I think it's setting up as Bears or nothing for me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't, so I can see both of those things happening. I won't commit to like a Bears or nothing approach here. I think I'd more committal to this is still, even though we're on Friday, this game is still in the bucket of games where the market needs to establish itself based on information, and then we will make a decision. And I need to see how that shakes out before we can kind of offer an opinion. I'm not surprised this is where we are in the market, and I'm not trying to get, I have no idea whether Kyler's going to play or not. So why would I try to get ahead of a move? I'd be flipping a coin, basically, much like kind of the news and the game time decision reporting that we have. So no bet for me right now, but just kind of explaining some of the market movement we've had during the week.
All right. So that's Cardinals and the Chicago Bears. So again, like, we'll give you, once we have more information, we'll talk about this game. That will be coming up Sunday morning countdown.
Right. Like, what bet am I supposed to give you right now? You know, like what am I even supposed to
Darnell Mooney over receiving yards with Allen Robinson.
Like, yeah.
It's probably going to be mispriced again. We had it on Thanksgiving. He went over in the first half.
Wind on deep passes.
Well, I mean, I guess if the weather is going to be bad, then yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, what bet am I supposed to give right now? it might be really windy with terrible weather, and one of the best players in the league may play or may not play. What's the play? What's your bet?
how did like that hour go without me just now?
Good. Everybody did a great job. Crew helped out. Final segment, we did Christmas music. Bill was giving us a lot of like punk Christmas references, like a lot of Fountains of Wayne, who sings Stacey's mom. They do Christmas songs, apparently.
Or like the Sex Pistols or something.
Yeah, stuff like that.
The Ramones.
And then David Dykstra, our board op filling in for Jake Hassan this week, came on and apparently there's a DMX Christmas song that he wanted to reference that he was really on.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah. And then I forgot that he was no longer with us and said he should do a Christmas album called And Then There Was Xmas. That's when, and then, you know, that's where that's where, like, the segment ended.
He died like 3 months ago.
Yeah, right. Because, yeah, I know. Because I remember stuff from last week. Because I remember stuff from yesterday. The way we do the show.
We did it, but like we did it on the show.
Yeah, how many things have we ever done on the show do you think I remember by now? It's not great. The retention rate is not great right now.
Snitches want to try. Snitches want to lie. Then snitches wonder why. Snitches gotta die.
No bet in Bears Cardinals.
And also, we have no bet on the Bears and the Cardinals currently. On the other side, Eagles, Jets, Vikings, Lions, Colts, and Texans. Provided my internet stays connected. More Big Ass Power Hour, NFL Week 13 Sunday. You better, you bet, with Nick and Ken.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The Big Ass Power Hour rolls on with Nick and Ken. We still got to get to NBA, college hoops, NHL, and overnights here on You Better You Bet. Good to be back with a stable connection. Now that I said that, I'll probably drop in 5 seconds. Let's see if we can get one more game in.
Before Nick takes an early weekend, let's go to...
Because I got to tell you, if it drops again, I'll talk to you on Sunday. The Eagles and the Jets in MetLife.
Yeah.
Eagles currently a 6.5-point favorite on the road at the Jets. Ken, total here is 45. Obviously, the biggest thing in this game is we don't know who the quarterback's going to be for the Eagles. It might be Jalen Hurts. It might be Gardner Minshew. Who the hell knows? So what do you think here? Eagles minus 6.5 at Zach Wilson and the Jets. Total here is 45.
I think the best way to say philosophy on this game is Eagles or nothing. And it's really just, do you want to bet the Eagles or not? And when do you want to bet the Eagles? Or do you? Which I think was the first question. So I'm going to ask it again. Do you really? And with Jalen Hurts' status, I mean, like, limited in practice, and we don't know. Like, you can never make a bet right now, to be honest, especially if you're interested in Philly, because I think there's more. It's more likely the line crashes than that we just, like, stay in the 7 range. So I think this is going to be a Sunday conversation. I can tell you that when it was going to be healthy Jalen Hurts, and when it seemed like...
Should we make that a segment, like ESPN's old, like, SportsCenter thing, like the Sunday conversation? It's just like us talking about, like, it's playing or not.
Yes, Sunday conversation. And it's
presented
just, like,
by Firestone.
And it's like, for us, it's like Jets quarterback power ratings. Be like, coming up, Wilson, Flacco, or White, what's your power rating? That's the Sunday conversation. It's like, okay. Meanwhile, SportsCenter's like, LeBron James, Sunday conversation. Be like, well, Jets quarterbacks, better handicapping angle. In terms of this game, I can never make a bet right now. What I was going to say, sorry, is when it seemed like Jalen Hurts was healthy, I was all systems go on Philly in this game. My number in the game was between 9.5 and 10. That was going to be an edge worth betting versus an opener of 7 or 6.5. Obviously held off when the Hurts injury news started to trickle out on Monday. And we've still held off and we're still holding off. And let's see where we're at on Sunday. If he misses and it's Minshew and the line crashes to some degree, I don't even really know what it would be. Come off 7, obviously, for sure. Probably go through 6 also.
Would it ever hit, like, 4?
I don't know. Honestly, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, is it 5.5, 6 or is it 4? It's probably one of those two, but I don't know what the right answer is. I think I'm Philly on any crash down. I think I'm Philly with Minshew on a crash down. If it's Hurts, but we don't know what his condition is, that's where things get really tricky. And if it's like 7, once we know it's him, that's the bet that's really tough to make. Like, injured Jalen Hurts at 7. I'm not really sure what my plan of attack is going to be, but that's kind of the way I'm thinking about the game, at least going into Sunday.
I kind of wanted you to do like a little like Dave Matthews Band. What if the crash down to 4, baby? Yeah. Bet on the Eagles. Great song. Great song. Nick Sirianni.
Can you PayPal me?
Can you PayPal me? Yeah, I really, really want to bet the Jets here, but I need 7 in order to do it. So we're real opposed on this game, which makes me think if people out there listening, they're like, oh, I wonder what I should do. Probably go with Ken.
How did you watch the Knicks game last night for you?
I mean, it's just one of like a series of endless frustrations, really. I'm more frustrated by like my technological situation, I would say.
Sure. Oh, like, yeah. Well, this is a sports frustration. Well, and the Thursday night game that was going on last night in the NFL, obviously, is slightly more. But just, it's got to be really annoying to have like to root for an NBA team and to have that team play against Lonzo Ball and Caruso, and they just harass your guards the entire game. It's just brutal.
Awesome.
Like, I mean, they're so good. They're so
I don't want to butcher this, but it's either Buddhism or Hinduism. And it's like the central tenet is that like the essence of life is suffering. It's like I'm not 100% sure which it is. And that's like Buddhism. Mike Brown said Buddhism. It's like life is suffering.
Mike Brown, like, oh, well, that's Buddhism.
But Mike, did I get that right? Is that the quote? Like the exact quote is like life is suffering, or like something is, it's like suffering is basically like the foundation of upon which life is built. So yeah. Like,
yeah. The thing is, existence is suffering.
Existence is suffering. Yeah. So we need to put that on. That needs to be framed like on the wall behind me, basically, while we do these.
I mean, now, does it need to be framed, or is it framed as soon as you open your eyes every day?
Right. As soon as I open apps on my phone, existence is suffering.
Because I would say, like, I generally, like, you know, it doesn't take more than like 3 to 4 minutes into my day until I'm doing something I don't want to do, I would say. So yeah, existence is suffering.
Yeah, that was this morning when Claire like poked me in the eye while I was sleeping at 6:45 and said, Dad, she goes, Dad, Dad. And I like kind of hear the voice. And then there's just I feel a finger jabbed into my eye. She's like, wake up. I want a yogurt. So it's like, okay.
Amazing.
And the day has begun.
I'd say like I get up and I go to the bathroom and I like that. And then I usually get into my office and I sit down and I'm like, nope, don't like this. Buddha was right.
Yeah.
That was pretty annoying last night. Anyway, on this game, if it's Jalen Hurts in the number, and Nick Sirianni saying earlier today that it's an unknown, he's like, he says these things and I'm like, I wonder if he's
him.
Like, I don't. I actually, like, I really don't. I'm like, is he doing this purposefully or is he just, like, dumb? Like, is he trying
sure.
to?
Sure. Oh, so we're asking that question. That's always an interesting question.
Well, because he's like, yeah, we got 48 hours for the body to heal. And it's like, I feel like if, like, Belichick said that, I'd be like, this guy's on death's door, like, not going to play. But Sirianni, it's like, who knows what it actually means? Like, is he being serious? Is he just dumb? I don't know. So I don't know if he's going to play. If he does, the number's going to close, obviously, 7 or higher. And if that happens, I'm going to bet the Jets. And if it's Minshew and the number hits like 4, I feel like I'm going to bet the Eagles. Sunday conversation with Nick and Ken on games where we have quarterback uncertainty. Join us as we try and make sense of these bets. So I have nothing right now on this game. Nothing. But I hope Hurts plays so I can bet the Jets at a big number. That's my hope, Ken.
And I think if Hurts plays and it goes through 7 to 7.5, I will probably pass the game. That is my guess.
Oh, then it's all systems go for me on the New York Jets. We can't give props for this game because we don't know who's playing for Philadelphia. So we'll move on to Minnesota and Detroit, where this game is finally, Ken, has hit my number. Nick's number. Vikings, after being 7 the entire week, are now up to 7.5. Now it's closer to, I don't know if it's quite like 7.25, maybe like 7.75 to Minnesota, but probably close. Yeah, we could get back
there are 7.5 minus 110s. There's only a couple.
Okay.
But they do exist, so it's worth noting that number does exist in the market right now.
All right, so Vikings 7.5. We'll call it 7.5 for right now at Detroit. Total 46.5. What do you got, if anything?
This is basically hit my number 2, which was 8. So, I mean, we're basically in the same neighborhood. More than a touchdown, and I wasn't sure this was going to happen. I guess I should you know, unless we get injury info, I guess the number is always going to kind of drift a little toward mine, with only limited exceptions. So I guess I could have seen this coming. And now that we're here, and I was asked about this game earlier today too, and I was like, if it's more than a touchdown and Minnesota's playing anyone, I think you have to bet their opponent. And I think I think about teasing Minnesota. Yes.
Yeah,
If Minnesota was playing any team and it was more than seven, I'm betting the other team. The entire season, you would be undefeated, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, you would just never lose. It's just the way they play games. This is Anthony Lynn Chargers all over again. It's the exact same thing. They're that team this year. Every game they play is decided by one possession.
I don't believe it yet.
That's only week 13, you know? Maybe we'll get to the finish line and you'll be like, oh, you were right about that thing. That's a good one.
And what's really interesting here is, you know who the offensive coordinator for the team is that the new Anthony Lynn team is playing this week?
Anthony Lynn's the offensive coordinator for Detroit. Yeah.
That is correct. And he no longer calls the plays, which says something about something. So are you betting the Lions here plus 7.5?
Detroit 7.5 is a bet for me. Definitely.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to bet Detroit 7.5.
I also kind of like the under.
Okay. I can see that.
Since Dan Campbell started calling plays, all their totals have basically ended in the 20s. So like the types of games that they played. Now this one will be in a dome. Obviously they played that Cleveland game, which had crazy weather. Like not every game is like this. They played the Bears in a terrible Thanksgiving Day game.
They played the Steelers and Mason Rudolph started.
So it's not just that, but I do think like plays per game with Campbell calling plays, obviously like a lot run heavy offense, obviously, you know, clock goes down faster, long time possession potential in this game too. So I don't hate the under. I have not bet it yet. But 7.5 Lions is going in like probably right after the show.
Okay. Normally teams that like are winless or close to it are like not entertaining at all. This is easily the most entertaining, really bad team ever. Like maybe in any sport.
I love watching their game. When their game's cut in on Red Zone, I'm always excited about it. Usually I think we bet a ton of Lions games this year.
And I'm obsessed almost all with Dan Campbell as the play caller. Like obsessed.
How will he find ways to get the running backs the ball on this play? Let's watch.
It's just incredible. If the Vikings ever got down to 6.5, which I doubt is going to happen at this point, I would bet Minnesota 6.5. I'm not going to bet Detroit. I would tease Minnesota, though, and feel like really good about it. So okay. We'll talk about this coming up on Sunday with some other potential options for teasers. Just looking at the board right now, I mean, maybe Arizona, but I mean, we still have some uncertainty there. I mean, yeah, I like the Raiders.
You don't want to tease
game.
Uncertainty games for sure. I think you're right on there. Just even if it's in the right like neighborhood spread wise. If the market is not even close to settled on the game, like you want to tease games where the market is like very consistent and strong about like what the difference between the teams are. Very little movement. Like everything seems set. There are no injuries that are outstanding that are interesting. That is now this game probably more than a touchdown. So I kind of agree with you on Vikings teaser. Like makes a lot of sense. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Cardinals, like not even close. Jets,
Washington.
Philly, if we get there, not even close. Like those are two games where even though they're in that neighborhood where you'd be like, well, like 6-pointer. And it's like, well, neither of those are going to be close to the closing numbers, probably. Or there's at least a lot of probability that they won't be close to the closing numbers. So with those games, especially with the uncertainty, and like wait to tease. Like you want the market to get set. You want everything to be established before you come in and tease. You want everybody's opinion to be in that number.
I think Minnesota Washington looks pretty good. So but basically what Ken's saying is tease. Teasing is a tease right now. You're going to wait. Right. It's just a tease.
Minnesota Patriots in a snow game.
Oh, baby.
It's pretty good, too. I agree with you on Washington, too. Makes a lot of sense.
You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick and Ken. Moving on. NFL picks for the weekend. Indianapolis and Houston. Colts a 10-point favorite now on the road in Houston. Total here is 45. I'm betting the Texans. And we'll see. And maybe
we almost have to, right? Well, like, I mean, what is going on here, by the way?
My number
How
was
do you
six
explain
and a half.
This line move?
My
How
number was 6.5. So, like, yeah. I mean, I might get dump trucked and railroaded and jackhammered and whatever else.
Everything that's happened to Houston so far this year, by the way.
Yeah. but I'm taking the Texans here plus 10. And honestly, like, I feel pretty outstanding about it. I think I don't even know if any further analysis was required. I think this number's nuts. So 10 for
Are
me.
Are we sure Tyrod Taylor's like playing? Like this is a Davis Mills number, honestly. And I'm not saying that because I think there's speculation.
So the Colts played Davis Mills and the Texans in Indianapolis like 6 weeks ago, probably. So this was before the Colts had really started to take off and become like this version of them. 10.5, right? In Indianapolis. And now with the game's in Houston and it's 10 and Tyrod Taylor starting. Like, no. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My number, I mean, this opened 7.5. And my number was 7.6. And I'm like, all right, not going to pay attention to this game this week. Neither quarterback seemed like they were going to have particular injury difficulty. I'm like, this is going to be a boring game. Not going to be interested in betting this whatsoever. I can't believe we got this market movement. Like, this is just wild stuff.
Jonathan Taylor's going to have 170 yards rushing in the second quarter. We're going to be like, man, wish this hadn't hit 10.
Well, I mean, but what was it? Jags, Colts, where like Jackson, like Colts, like what did they get off to the start in that game? 14-0, 17-0?
14-0
against Jacksonville.
Jacksonville
covered anyway.
Could have won. 10.5 in that game, and it was right. Finished 23-17 Colts.
Right. Oh, why can't this game play out the same way? Sure, Taylor could have a huge game. You know,
I agree.
I'm going to have a Houston ticket. When do you think I guess my question is entry point here. We've seen no resistance to Houston.
Now.
It has to be now, though, right? Now. Like, how could this ever stay 10?
It's
a crazy number.
What would you say the percent chance is that it's more likely to go to back like down than it is to go up? Like 80?
I'll say like 50% it goes down, 30 it stays the same, 20 it goes up.
Okay, I think that's probably more fair than what I was saying. More nuanced.
I think I got to put Houston 10 in like tonight.
I already did.
I mean, maybe it goes to 10.5, I guess, but like, man, that's so far away from my number.
When are you looking,
and it doesn't
when
seem
are you
like for
Houston
any good
in?
Reason. Well, not right now because we're on the show, but tonight.
What would the Smashing Pumpkins say about when you should put the bet in? Yeah.
Tonight.
We bet on Tyrod Taylor tonight.
Bam, bam, bam.
Throwing the ball to Brandon Cooks tonight. Carson Wentz throwing picks on the goal line tonight.
Believe in him. He believes in us.
Tonight. What a great song. That's their best song.
I mean, like, you're not wrong. That's not my favorite song. But
Bullet with Butterfly Wings is also, like,
zero
insane.
My favorite song,
Bullet, which is the one that starts with the world is
that's Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Yeah,
Bullet with
most,
Butterfly Wings.
That's the song they're the most famous for, yeah. I guess. So, 1979.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just riding the cage.
that
song's insane.
Tell me I'm the
what
only
a great
one.
Song.
Tell me there's no other one.
I don't know why they have to bring the Lord's name into it.
Right?
Leave my man alone. And still believe that I cannot be saved. Okay, so we picked the...
That was you with the internet. That was great.
Yeah, well, here I am. Unless,
click.
Unless, like I'm dead and we're in purgatory right now, which I guess would be
right?
possible.
So, if that's the case, the Lochmas theme is going to play any second.
Please, no. Welcome to hell. We're way behind, which is okay, because I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's fine. Got an hour and a half left.
Up next, Dolphins-Giants, Rams-Jags, Raiders-Washington, Ravens-Steelers. We still got to get to NBA, Bill Matz's NHL plays, college basketball for tonight, top 25 Nick, Kansas and St. John's, and of course, we close the show with Overnights here on You Better, You Bet.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Big Ass Power Hour rolls on with Nick and Ken. NFL plays for week 13 on Sunday. We go from the Colts and the Texans. Love Indianapolis in that game. And I absolutely love my bet in this next game, Ken. And that is the Miami Dolphins sitting as 6-point home favorites against Mike Glennon, old giraffe neck, and the New York Football Giants. Daniel Jones not cleared for contact, so Daniel Jones will not play this week. It is Mike Glennon. As a result, the number is ballooned out to 6, and the total is something out of the Big Ten. 39.5. Mm-hmm. 39.5. So I don't know if you're thinking a contrarian over, maybe. I don't think it's the worst idea. I love the Giants. I'll get into why now that the number is 6. What do you got here for us, Ken? Giants and Dolphins.
Yeah, the full kind of unpacking of the week for us here. We both bet the Giants early in the week, so I already have a bet on the Giants, and I have +3. If you are somebody who joined us on that bet, my advice to you would be hold your +3. You might still be good anyway, honestly. We got the worst of the number. Like, let's see what happens. I would not throw more money at this game since it's moved. If you have no position on the game, I would advocate for a bet on the Giants. It has to be 6 or better in order to make that happen. So there are 6. There are 6s. There's a couple 6.5s that are juiced. entry point on this game, I think, is a little interesting, though, for the people who have no position, who are looking to get involved on the Giants. And maybe you can speak to this a little, too. Like, do you think the number is going to go up? Like, what, as a sort of obviously a Giants fan, but somebody who's really interested in betting on that team, like, are you putting in the bet right now? Because I think that's kind of interesting. Wouldn't it seem like one-way traffic in terms of movement on this game on game day, like only up more considering the state of the Giants and that they're going to put Glennon out there how good Miami's been?
I can't imagine that this ever hit seven. Like, maybe we get a 6.5, but like, I just feel like if a seven ever popped, like it would be gone immediately. Like, a seven would not last. Like, it can't in this game, right? I mean, it's just so wrong in my opinion. I could be wrong, but like, in my opinion, like seven, I think six is ridiculously wrong also. So I can't imagine seven, but I mean, but I've just set the North American record for most times saying the word wrong in 30 seconds.
A lot of sevens in there too.
I'm just going to shut up, man. What do you think?
If it's seven, it's wrong. You know what would be wrong? Seven.
And if it's wrong, it's seven. Seven, seven, seven.
Six, not as wrong. Seven, way wrong.
Deeper
I don't
and
think
deeper.
We see seven.
Way down.
We don't. I don't know if we're going to see seven in this game. I also don't think we will. I think 6.5, which has already kind of popped on the board in a couple places, is a very reasonable possibility. So if you have no position on the game, I think my advice is wait. Like, I think just like listen to us on Sunday, or don't listen to us on Sunday, but please listen to us on Sunday. But like, you don't have to know. The number could go up, and I think you gain more by waiting than you do by standing pat. Based on the fact that, like, the news has already hit the market, it's not going to change. It's going to be Glennon. And now you just see how the number takes off from here. I mean, I can't tell you how many, and I tweeted about this too, how many, like, gushing, you know, videos and segments and analysis is all over media about the Dolphins this week. It's like everyone collectively decided this was the week to do this, basically. And it's just unbelievable that we're how universal it is. I'm just like, I can't remember a team that's gotten this much coverage for this type of winning streak this season, basically. And it's Miami of all teams, like a team that's not gonna make the playoffs this year. It's just really weird, like that all kind of uniformly. Now, is that like kind of in this market, which would be incorrect? I don't think there's anybody who really wants to bet against Miami necessarily who's out there right now. We've seen that with the number move. So I just think like they have to be overrated. Like, is this the spot to play against them? Maybe, maybe not. I think it is. You could argue it isn't, but like they have to be getting overrated here pretty soon with numbers like this. Full touchdown at home against almost anybody. Kind of crazy. So I'm going to hold my three. I don't want to add more money in this game. If you have no position, I think you wait, see how crazy this gets. Honestly, maybe you do get a seven. Maybe you get kind of like what would a seven be, Nick?
It would be wrong.
I'd be wrong. Be wrong. So that's kind of my advice on the game. Both if you're in or if you're not in.
The weak and strong, you got it going on. The number's dead wrong.
I was thinking of like Dana Carvey and the McLaughlin Group.
Now wrong. Watch, take notes.
Wrong. Issue number one. Mike Glennon filling in for Daniel Jones. Will this be a giant disappointment? Pat Buchanan.
Cereal with banana. Pat Buchanan.
Oh, man. That which became Patty Buke, which became St. Patrick of Buchananomics.
Wrong.
Dana Garvey, unbelievable.
Earned. My favorite, rest in peace, Alex Trebek, would be like when someone would give like a ridiculous answer on Jeopardy and he would like wait a beat and just go, no.
No. No. No, but it would be like... And then you would like the boop, boop, boop. And then he would always be like, it would almost always be a sports question too, right? And he'd be like, so none of you really into sports, huh?
But like, it would be amazing, like a one syllable word that it takes like a nanosecond to actually say would be packed with so much emotion. Like, you idiot. Like,
no.
It'd be like this person, like this person died at Waterloo. And the person would be like, George Washington. No.
No.
No. Just no. Would you bet the Dolphins in this game laying six?
No.
And no. If the number stays six, let's say like we get to game day and it's six and you don't have a position on the game, you're taking the Giants, right?
Yeah, six is the buy point. That would be the buy point if you have no position.
Yeah, I mean, I just think like this number is absolutely ridiculous.
But why not wait, honestly? Really? There's going to be two-way traffic on this game with the team everyone's talking about being amazing and freaking Glennon. There's going to be two-way traffic. Seems unlikely.
I think the Giants are going to win.
They could definitely win. It's Miami. Like, have we really all forgotten? It's Miami. They're not even... Like, what are we doing?
I'm going.
Do we remember this red zone offense with the six white tight ends? Do we remember this? Like,
do you think they like the Saw the Wilson the song Miami? Durham Smythe. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. Love it.
All right. Moving on. You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick and Ken.
I've known the crib did the break.
It's a great song.
Oh, man.
I'm going to Miami. Welcome to Miami.
Everybody seems Rams really happy to be there.
Yes, you know where a place in Florida that's like not as fun to go to is Miami? Jacksonville. The Rams, 13-point favorites against the Jaguars. Sorry, Duval. Just true. Rams, a 13-point favorite against the Jaguars. Total here is 48. Ken, what do you got here with the Rams and the Jaguars?
I don't think I'm going to have a bet on this game. I would lean toward the Rams at this number. My projection's like 14.5. What we obviously can't account for is what percent Matthew Stafford we're getting right now.
They should sit
him. Is there a non-zero chance that he ends up being out for this game?
If I get a report from Diana Russini on Sunday morning that Matthew Stafford's not playing in the game, I'm going to throw something against the wall.
You've had quite enough of the Stafford reporting.
It's like, you know what? No, like I'm fine with the Stafford reporting. Be like, can we get it on Wednesday? Timing.
Well, that's what I mean. The timeline of how all of this has come to light, basically. Non-zero chance they sit him? I don't know.
I wouldn't play him. Play Wolford. You're going to win.
Prop unders? I don't know. Like, I just, it's, they're, it's, yeah. But they, hear me out on this one, Nick. They could be sitting on a big performance. I mean, my number in the game is 14.5, and it's Jacksonville. So all things are in play here, honestly, I feel like. Lean, pick for pool, et cetera, et cetera. It would be Rams at 13. No opinion above that, basically. But, just tough to make a number on the Rams. With a lot of precision, we're going to get in the same kind of neighborhood, but just with Stafford in this condition, exactly what should the number be? I think I'm less confident in that than with some other games.
I'll tell you what, it's interesting. If it's Stafford, it's Rams or nothing. And I can't imagine that I'm going to bet this game if like it's hovering in the zone and it's Stafford. If it's, is it even worth having the conversation if it's Wolford?
If it's under 10, you just bet the Rams immediately.
Well, you know, because Henderson may not play, and then, like, the Jaguars are actually pretty good stopping the run, I actually think the Jaguars could cover.
Okay. Do you think the line would drop more than that? Stafford's viewed as a very valuable player, I'm sure.
The drop-off from Stafford to Wolford is probably, like, five, whatever. It's probably, like, well, 5 points. Well,
view maybe? It this way. It's from 13 to what? Don't think of it in terms of points, because all points are different.
Seven at the most. At the most.
So you think there's a chance it would get to seven if it's Wolford?
No.
That's interesting.
I don't think so. Wolford, like, was good last year.
Seven and a half feels about right?
Tease the Rams?
God, maybe it's more than that. Maybe I'm overselling Stafford's impact. Nine and a half?
Well, this version of Stafford.
And Jacksonville as an opponent and kind of the spread range that we're in. I don't know. This also might be a pointless moot conversation.
Yeah, this also might be. Join us on Sunday, presented by Firestone Tires, the Sunday conversation on Countdown to Kickoff.
What was that other show? Up Close, right? That was the other one that used to be the interview show. It was on like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I would always watch cartoons. What was
that? Chris something or other?
Well, you brought it up. Cornell? Was the guy's name like Roy Firestone or something?
Yeah, that's right. Roy Firestone.
Yeah. Because you were like brought to you by Firestone. I was like, wait a minute.
That's probably where I got it from.
Yeah. God, I used to watch I'd be watching like Batman, the animated series or X-Men. And then I'd be like, well, let me see if like SportsCenter's on. And it would always be like Up Close the Open. And I'd be like, click.
Or it'd be like the sports reporters. Let's watch the five crusty septuagenarians right. in sports coats and ties. Talk about who's offended them in sports this week. Sorry.
Yeah. Not God, watch. So it'd be like Bob Ryan, Lupica.
Mike Lupica straight out of the tanning bed to tell you which baseball manager has drawn his ire this week.
Mitch Albom, pre-Tuesdays with Maury, Mitch Albom would always be on there. And then who was the Bill Conlon? Was that the Philly guy that would always be on there?
Dick Schaap was the host, yeah.
Yeah, Dick Schaap was, and then Jeremy Schaap for a little bit. But Bill, I knew Bill would remember Bill Conlon. So Bill Conlon, like very heavy set guy, he would always be holding a mug of coffee doing the show. And he would, to make his points, because he's like a very round person, he's just sitting in like a normal chair, he would have to lean forward.
You have to say he's round, like he's fat. Okay.
You know, I don't know well, if yeah, but it, but the shape actually matters
I'm not,
here.
I'm not trying to be mean. Yeah.
Yeah, but it, like round is actually important here, that he's like a sphere, okay, basically. So he would lean forward and he would hold his mug of coffee and he would have to like put his hand over the top of it as he was talking, because he would like move as he was talking and the coffee couldn't spill out. But centered in him, I'm not like looking off to the side here, like in front of Bill Conlon. It's just like now, this now mug with the hand like, on the top of it. Amazing.
Think about the adjective that you would use if like you were moving while talking. Which Pokemon would he most be like?
he would be a Jigglypuff.
I was hoping that you would do the Jigglypuff. Okay. Yeah, we don't have time to hit another game here, I don't think. Which means
thank God we got through all that other stuff.
Which means part two of the big ass power hour is gonna be, but we'll get to overnights at with 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, right, we'll survive. Today, not so bad. College basketball tonight, I don't have a lot either. I think we'll be good.
Next segment, we will get through all the football games. Washington and Vegas, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Niners, Seahawks, Broncos, Chiefs. And then we'll give you our college basketball plays, Bills, NHL. And then it'll be NBA and overnights taking us home from there. So one half of the big-ass power hour down, one half of the big-ass power hour still to go. Nick and Ken, back after this, you better you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network on this phenomenal Football Friday. You better you bet. Whatever. Let's just get to the football. I'll reset the show another time. Raiders, a 1.5-point favorite against Washington and Vegas. Total 49.5. What do you got?
I don't think I'm going to actually end up with a bet on this game. I was thinking maybe Raiders earlier in the week. I don't know. This game confuses me, to be perfectly honest. I agree with you on Washington teaser legs up through 3-7. Makes sense in this game. But I don't think I'm actually going to have a bet on it. If I had to, I would bet Vegas, like that, which is where my lean would be in the game. But I don't know. We mentioned like the trouble with the Washington rating coming out of the Monday nighter against Seattle. How much of that was Seattle? How much was Washington? If I am questioning my rating whatsoever for a team, probably not going to bet the game at this point in the season. That's really just Washington and Seattle that we're questioning the rating on. So I think I'm going to pass the game, actually.
I like the Raiders. I understand Darren Waller's likely not going to play. I don't know if Waller's been confirmed out. I think he's questionable. I've had some internet issues today. You'll forgive me.
maybe some stuff's happened. It's possible.
But listen, the island of Dr. Moreau, Foster Moreau, I feel like is more than capable of filling in for him. I like the Raiders in this game and anything under a field goal. I made the game 3.5. Raiders for me, -1.5. But I do think it's a close game either way. So I also think Washington teaser legs are firmly in play. We will definitely have some props for this game and we'll give them out on Sunday morning. Countdown to kickoff, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. Let's go to the AFC North. I know that we are on the same side of this game. Ravens, a 4.5-point favorite on the road in Pittsburgh. Total is 44.
Just can't get to the number. I mean, I played around with the rating a bunch. Could I be off? How would I be off in the game? I can get to 3 really easily. Maybe I could get to 3.5 with injury stuff, but like I can't get to 4.5 in a low total game like this. Just can't do it. So 4.5 is the buy point for me on Pittsburgh. Just has to be a bet. I don't even like the Steelers this year. I actually think they could lose out with the way their schedule shapes up, but just versus my number, which is between 2.5 and 3, it has to be Pittsburgh for me in the game. I almost wish it wasn't the case, but you bet the number. And now that we've had steam on Baltimore up to this point, I think Pittsburgh 4.5 is a good bet.
No, it's probably it for the number, right? It's not going to get any, I don't think it'll probably get past this. So 4.5, we think it like is the high watermark. So if people want to bet Pittsburgh, now is the time.
Yeah. I mean, it would take like Ben injury news in the next 48 hours to basically create some steam probably that would get this onto another key number, which would be 6.
Okay. So Ken and I are on the same side. We've been talking about it all week. No need to belabor the point. We're both on the Steelers. Josh Jacobs and Sean Jackson limited practices today, by the way, just going back to Vegas. Both of them are questionable. I think, you know, Vegas has, you know, Kenyon Drake is more than capable of filling in, and Sean Jackson's like been good, but I don't know if they need him necessarily to cover the spread. And Waller's doubtful, so unlikely to play, but Foster Moreau. Also, if you're in a fantasy league and you need a tight end this week, like in all seriousness, I feel like you could do a lot worse than Foster Moreau off the waiver wire. Two more games. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest, where speaking of that Seahawks Washington Monday night game, San Francisco is a 3-point road favorite in Seattle. Total here is 45.5. This is basically 3.25, right? This is very close to 3.5. What do you got here? Niners 3 or 3.5 on the road in Seattle, 45.5 your total.
Yeah, I mentioned there were just not very many teams, but only a couple that I feel like it was tough to make a rating on. Seattle has been an impossible team for several weeks to get an accurate read on. The market has viewed them as amazing in certain spots. Russell Wilson's first game back, 3-point underdog at Lambeau Field against Rodgers. Then you saw kind of the bloom come off the rose a little bit in the market on Monday night, where that game basically ends up, you know, pick. Each team ends up favored at certain points during the week against Washington. So obviously the rating starts dropping. They started playing very poorly. Where's the bottom? Have we found the bottom yet? I can tell you, like, if we use like an old Seattle rating or something that even makes them remotely good, then this number has to be under 3. But we've seen them play, and we know that that might not be the case. Really, really, really tough to figure out what Seattle is right now. I think that makes it very difficult to figure out what this number is supposed to be. San Francisco obviously playing awesome recently, started to go on a run a little bit here. So not surprised that they're getting some interest. I have to pass this game, honestly. I really don't know what the number is supposed to be, and I don't know what Seattle's rating is supposed to be. So I can't bet the game.
Few on the side. And I'm almost more inclined. So if people out there are like, I think this is the game that Russ flips the switch. A, you don't know that. It's just a guess. I thought it last week. It was a stupid thing by me to think, honestly. And I was like, well, Russ is just going to nuke them. Or he's Geno Smith. And he has mallet hand or mallet finger or whatever. If Russ is going to, like, be better this week, San Francisco could still beat that ass. I'd be more inclined to bet the over at 45.5. If you think Russ is going to be good, bet the over. Forget about Seattle. Like, take over 45.5, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you bring other outcomes into play. Niners just score a ton of points, which, by the way, they've been doing a little bit recently. And, you know, I know, like, Debo.
Because I'll say this.
Like,
I'll say this, yeah. Ken. I know, and you're right. Debo's going to be out. San Francisco's going to do their part to get this game over the total, I believe.
They've definitely played some games like that recently. You know, and my offensive ratings for them are really high right now. Now we'll see kind of like what the Debo absence does. Yeah, I think it's like an of all the games that we'll talk about this week. If you like made me bet each one in order, like I had to power rank them, this is the one that I'm the least interested in betting by far.
Okay. Yeah. I have no bet on it either. So, by the way, like all of Seattle's running backs are questionable here. It's probably going to be the DJ Dallas yeah, show.
Seattle's motivation also questionable from now until week 18. Yeah.
From now until the meteor hits and the Carolsaurus becomes extinct. One more game for us to hit. And that is Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead. The Kansas City Chiefs sitting as 9.5-point home favorites against the Denver Broncos, total 47. KC coming off their bye. Denver off the 28-13 win last Sunday at home against Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Yeah, if Chiefs weren't off a bye, I actually think there's a chance you would see like 7.5 or 8 in this game. But I really think they're getting a little extra bump because it's such a known thing, you know, that Andy Reid has teams have played very, very well off the bye. And you're also not going through some very key numbers to get to 9.5 from 7.5 or 8. So I think that kind of explains the difference between my number and the market. To even think about Denver here, it would have to start at 10.5 probably and go from there to take Denver in the game. Anything in this range, so 7.5 to 9.5, I think is a pass because my number is really close to it.
I'm going to bet Kansas under 10. Haven't bet it yet, but I'm going to end up probably with a ticket on the Chiefs, and this game has to be under 10, no interest. I don't think I would bet Denver even at 10.5. Maybe I'd consider it, but I really feel like
that's
like
where it would start. I'd at least start being interested. You know what I mean? Like that. I'm not saying like 10.5 minus 110, we're just firing immediately, but it would have to at least start there to be like nothing around where we are right now for Denver.
Now, Melvin Gordon is doubtful in this game for Denver, and I know a lot of people feel like fantasy players, it's going to be the Javonte Williams show now. Remember Mike Boone?
Vaguely.
So Mike Boone, I lost so much money because of Mike Boone. Like,
did he go to App State?
Yes, yes. And he was on the Vikings, and both Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison. It was 2019. This was 2 years ago. Week 16, Fantasy Super Bowl. I was doing You Better You Bet. It was Monday night. Maybe it was Joe. Maybe it was you. I don't remember. In any event. I started Mike Boone over Breshad Perriman in one championship game because Boone was the Vikings running back. And like he had like 2 carries for 1 yard and then Amir Abdullah came in the rest of the game. And I lost a lot of money because of Mike Boone. Anyway, Mike Boone is Denver's third running back. I feel like he's just going to have a monster workload this week. I'm just an intuitive feeling like him and Javonte Williams, I feel like are going to split carries.
Javonte so anyway. Doesn't feel like a feature back either, the way they want to use him, right? I mean, he wasn't a feature back in college.
They have shown, Pat Shurmur and Vic Fangio have shown no inclination to use him as such. So, yeah. Anyway, that's
I just don't know where the evidence is that he's going to get the boost. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, like, he's awesome, but I don't think he's going to be used like that.
So we'll probably have a Mike Boone anytime touchdown prop. And again, I'm not giving out props on Fridays, but like,
it's going to be a great segment on Sunday. Mike Boone anytime. I'm already excited.
Well, you can bet your sweet Bippy that we'll have a Mike Boone anytime touchdown prop.
Might hear that story again. We'll see.
And that doesn't. Yeah, maybe. If my internet's connected. And those are our NFL plays as of right now for week 13. We understand, Bill, please put this last part in the podcast for the chunk for the NFL. We understand that we have not given you like firm thoughts on a lot of these games. That is because we don't know who's playing in the games in a lot of these instances. So like, we're not trying to be vague. We wish we could come on and pound the table for a lot of these bets. We just can't. So Sunday morning, we will have a lot more clarity. We will know where lines are going to be settled, and we'll be able to give you all our bets then. But we have given you, I feel like, Ken, I feel like we gave out a bunch of bets over the course of the last hour plus.
Yeah, man, I think I'm on like five or six, which is for me, like a very big number for a given week. So I feel like I'm right in range, honestly, of what we normally do.
All right, so we're going to have to really motor on through the rest of the Power Hour here, part two of the Big-Ass Power Hour. So here's how it's going to go schedule-wise. We're going to come back next segment, and we're going to get Bill Matz's NHL plays for tonight. After Bill Matz's NHL plays, you're going to get top 25 Nick, Kansas and St. John's. Then you're going to get Ken Barkley's college basketball plays that he did not give out yesterday on overnights, whatever additional plays he has. Then Ken and I will rip through the NBA slate next segment leading into the final segment, and we will leave at least half a segment. How much do you need for overnights in the final segment?
Half is, I mean, we'll see how it goes. Let's say at least half, and I can fit it into whatever space we want starting from there.
So that's going to be the schedule here for the rest of the show here on You Better, You Bet. It's actually like turned out pretty well. So actually pretty happy about this. Lots of good NFL analysis, etc. So Bill, get the lozenges ready. Bill's going to give a bunch of NHL bets right after this here. Phenomenal Football Friday edition of the show rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley coming to you live here on the brilliant BetQL Network. More bets right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.